Welcome to Packet Pushers, a podcast on data networking where real engineers get together to talk nerdy, a place where one conversation is load balanced to multiple listeners depending on the criteria. And of course, it's an open source show. That is, we create it, we share it with everybody. And once again, we have a sponsored show today, but it's a new company to the Packet Pushers podcast, and it's Dell Networks. Today, we are talking about specifically about Dell Networks and their tie-up with Cumulus and their open source operating system. And we're joined by our team. But first of all, let me introduce Mr. Ethan Banks. How are you, sir?
Well, it is springtime here in New Hampshire, finally, because I'm getting awful sick of looking at snow and being cold. So it's awfully nice to actually have some springtime here and chat things up about Dell and Cumulus, which, of course, has gotten tons of press and people really interested in what's going on in that relationship. Dell's really making some big strides here in open networking. So this should be an interesting conversation.
Fantastic. So let's introduce our guests. First of all, Arpit from Dell. Could you please introduce yourself to the audience and tell them what you do?
My name is Arpit Joshipura, and I head up product management and strategy at Dell Networking, and really excited to be here.
Thanks, Arpit. And also with us is JR from Cumulus Networks. Same again, please.
Hi, this is JR Rivers. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Cumulus Networks.
Okay, so first of all, one of the things to point out here is that these are the two people who are right in the heart of Cumulus and Dell's tie-up. So they're the right people to be talking to about what this is at a business level. So, Arpit, I'll ask you first, what is it that Dell and Cumulus actually jointly announced together?
Sure. So let me take a step back and first say, you know, to your listeners, right, networking is cool again, okay? And it is kind of the most innovative and disruptive time that that we are encountering. And so to make that happen, what Dell and Cumulus Networks announced were a couple of things. One was a model on what we call open networking that allows for a disaggregated software and a hardware, a layer switch and a buying pattern. And then the second thing was a partnership with Cumulus Networks as the choice of an operating system that can run on Dell's switches.
So fairly simple, fairly narrow. So JR, what, from your point of view, what are you bringing to the table there? How does it work?
Well, as Arpit was pointing out, with Dell's open networking platform, they've recognized that customers have different sets of desires on the software model for the networking devices. Clearly, Dell has, you know, Dell OS, which has evolved from the Force 10 beginnings. Cumulus Networks came in and gives a different look and feel to networking on the same hardware platforms. And actually, subsequent to that, and most recently, Dell's announced the addition of Big Switch into that same paradigm. So when we provide networking software, bridging, routing, access control lists, all the things that you would normally want to use in a network, we do it unapologetically on a Linux foundation, which allows really easy integration into automation, monitoring, and auditing tools that are commonly used in reasonably large-scale data centers. And it's kind of a different way of touching or using the networking device while you still maintain traditional networking functionality.
Okay, so it's this idea that we're seeing more and more coming around that the hardware is a thing. It's the silicon, the ports, the power supplies, the metalwork, the cooling and all that sort of thing, and the operating system that goes with it. It doesn't necessarily have to be like one unit. It can be independent of, that has its own unique value and its own unique capabilities.
That's right. And think of it this way, right? It's all about choice. 20 years ago, we didn't have a choice in the industry when there was a mainframe on the compute side. And then x86 came around, and then, you know, the multiple standard OSs, whether it's from Microsoft or Red Hat or Linux, et cetera, you know, all of these allowed for independent buying decision based on customer preferences and use cases, right? And mm-hmm. and that happened with Dell leading the way with the x86 model and the compute paradigm shift. That exact same paradigm shift is what we are bringing to the market with the open networking, right? Where you got the merchant silicon, you got open hardware that you can have a choice of an operating system depending on your use case, right? Whether it's Cumulus for Linux savvy users, as JR pointed out, or whether it's a kind of an application centric OS that allows for a big tap-like application with Big Switch, or traditional software that interoperates with the legacy environment like the Dell Networking's own OS, right? So that's a choice that can be provided on the same set of hardware, which is basically open and standard-based, right? And it's not vendor-locked in.
So Arpit, one question worth asking here that I think folks might be thinking about is, I mean, does this cheapen switches? Does this make hardware switches kind of a commodity where it's, you know, that's not really the exciting bit, it's actually your choice of OS that you load on top of the switch?
Not necessarily. I think this is the million-dollar question I would probably sort of venture to say, where I think we were discussing earlier, you know, it is about disrupting the market, right? And innovation like this really disrupts the market. And effectively, what we are looking at here is more of an operational savings rather than, you know, a cheap box. And here's the value, you know, Dell provides. It compared and contrasted to a traditional ODM white box vendor who would just throw the switch over the fence and sometimes, you know, not even get it to the various geographies. This is now a branded Dell solution, which includes a single point of contact, services, support, pre-planning, post-planning, deployment, support, four-hour customs, RMA, I can go on and on, that customers typically need and expect from Dell, right? And so it is a branded solution, and the value of the solution is more in operations because now the IT staff can manage the switch just like a server, right? So to them, the operational simplicity and the automation that is given in this environment significantly outweighs the traditional networking in terms of the value proposition. Now, having said that, yes, you know, we do expect, you know, some pricing advantages from a CapEx perspective, but I would say most of the focus is on OpEx.
I'm going to kind of go along with Arpit, but to say it a slightly different way, in that it doesn't cheapen the hardware, but what it does is I would say it right-sizes the hardware. If you look back historically, there was, you know, a day and an age where most of the hardware was built custom by a system supplier like a Cisco or somebody like that, where they did the ASICs, they built the boards themselves, sometimes they manufactured downstairs. And in that type of environment, a system vendor should get a very large margin on the product set. As the technology becomes more mature and you get industry standard building blocks, there is value to be retained from hardware suppliers and hardware partners, and Arpit did a great job of articulating a lot of what Dell brings to the market and maybe even left some stuff off the table. But it's a right sizing of that value that's interesting to customers. It allows them to build a better network for their dollar than they could have by using a traditional incumbent networking provider.
Well, there's competition being introduced in a sense in that rather than single sourcing your hardware and software together, like you were talking about the integrated stack coming from Cisco or Juniper or whoever, now you can mix and match. And so there's commoditization happening, maybe not on the hardware, maybe in the network function where things like, you know, routing and switching and certain core functionalities that are required to move traffic around a data center aren't the exciting bits anymore. Maybe it's how you manage those things or just how much of it you need to be able to do.
And I think the key here is, you know, what we want to do as Dell is enable, you know, standards-based innovation, right? So by taking the grunt work out of the equation, what we are providing is standard Linux APIs with Dell plus Cumulus, and they can use, you know, applications and tools, you know, for configurations or management, right? Chef, Puppets, etc., and maybe write their own tools for their own workloads in their own environment. Which, by the way, there is no way when a feature request from a customer gets put into a traditional network, you know, a proprietary vendor can turn it around in less than a year, right? I mean, significant enhancements in a proprietary stack take years and years of development. And what we are enabling is very rapid innovation, right? I mean, if you just equate it back to the server model, right, who would have imagined that after disaggregation, servers would, you know, be used for load balancing, right? or any other, you know, application like that. So this is where I think innovation comes in, rapid application development comes in. And as an example, you know, when we announced the Big Switch Big Tap application, it's precisely showing that you can now, using building blocks of SDN, you can use that as an application for monitoring your networks.
It's a predictable thing, I think. The thing that I'm becoming to realize is that once I understand, like I look back at, I was there when the Intel x86 revolution sort of came through. I remember the 8800 and the 8080 and the 8086 before the 8088 became popular and so on. And it wasn't so much that Intel made a chip and the server industry took off. It's just that the hardware became predictable. We knew what we were getting and we knew why we were getting it. And all of a sudden we started to consume more of it. We were able to say, I know what I'm getting. I don't have to spend months looking for what I need to research. I've got this software to do on this hardware. I know at least half of the solution. If I've bought these servers before, it's just the software I have to look at. It's this predictability, this ease of consumption, which open networking enables, so that you can have this hardware and you can have this software. Oh, there's a new hardware, or I want a different hardware. Well, I can still keep the same software. That makes change easier. That makes predicting the rate of change in your network easier.
Precisely.
I'm just going to throw something in there, which is you almost got to a point that I think is super important, but slightly not obvious, is who owns your networking equipment? You know, if you look back to the example you gave of the, you know, the Sun Microsystems era, if you bought a Sun Microsystems platform and you had that hardware, but you wanted to run an application that didn't run on Sun, you were stuck, right? You couldn't run any application on it. But as soon as you transitioned to x86 and Linux, if you bought compute hardware from Hewlett-Packard, you could run the application. If you bought compute hardware from Dell, you could run the application. So you owned your network, your hardware IT resources. In networking today, if you buy a switch from an incumbent and you plug and you wire it up in your system, they own that operating model. You can't change it until now, where Dell stepped in and said, you can buy our products, you can put various operating systems on that hardware, and you've made that a hardware investment, and you can keep it for a very long time, regardless of your operational model.
And Dell will give that some support, which is a key. You know, it's not just
I mean,
well,
Dell,
you know what I'm
support.
Trying to say. Yeah, that's right. So it's Dell support. Well, let me just drill in. Let's deep drill in on the technology here a little bit. So first of all, JR, do you want to give us a, 2 minutes of what is Cumulus OS and how does it work on a device very quickly?
We basically embody the networking for modern data centers and even modern campuses around bridging and routing and network virtualization in the context of we'll call it interconnect or cluster type networking, you know, the places where you'd buy a 10 gig or 40 gigs, you know, hardware switch for. We embody that functionality on top of industry standard silicon and use a Linux interface into the platform as opposed to a classical Cisco CLI or Cisco CLI copy, which allows a much higher pace, our ability actually to interface with others, both partners and customers, at a much higher rate of pace than we would if we were building a traditional networking stack.
So it's really it's a full-blown Linux operating system, as I understand it. And would the Ethernet boards be presented to someone who's familiar with Linux? Would it look like NIX to them?
Exactly. Yeah. So NIX and MONS, and it's a full-blown, like you said, Linux subsystem. So you have access to, you know, any types of tools you want. You can run DNS or DHCP on the platforms. You can, you know, obviously configuration, auditing, and monitoring. Those things are all kind of right there for you. You can download OVSDB and use it to control virtual network interfaces if you want to run overlays. All of this is possible. And it's what's great for us is that by focusing on hardware accelerating the Linux kernel, we're able to take advantage of a phenomenal pace of development that's going on in the industry today, not get in the way of it.
Now, that was kind of one of the things you said there was really kind of piqued my interest. You mentioned running OVSDB and then running an instance of Open vSwitch on the Cumulus switch. So effectively, a Cumulus box is a VTAP, or could be?
Yes, absolutely. We have a couple partners that are utilizing that mechanism right now. One of them is this. Actually, two of them have publicly acknowledged and documented that. One of them is VMware with the NSX product portfolio, and the other one is Mutakuru with Mutonet. Both of them leverage the same gross mechanisms. We worked with the Linux kernel community to get the VTAP added as a primary citizen in the Linux networking hierarchy. And so you can even go in on a Linux command line and add VTAPs by yourself if you want and automate around that completely outside of any other controller.
Yeah, that's a lot of interesting functionality and flexibility that are there. So Arpit, as you look at this combination here that Dell is offering with Cumulus OS, who are you marketing this solution to? I mean, it's obviously very powerful, and it's a new kind of a new paradigm, a new way of thinking about networking with this flexibility here. Who is Dell sales walking into and suggesting this is a good solution?
So the first thing I would probably say is, since we have launched this, at the OCP conference in January, the demand and request from customers has been just simply overwhelming, right? We've had to increase our, sales support, our back end, our people feet on the street to just meet the betas and the trials and things like that. So that's one good news. What that is telling me is people need a choice, okay? And that's kind of very obvious. Tired with the lock-in for the last two decades, right? So that's kind of the first thing. Now, as far as the segment is concerned, the initial target is, as JR mentioned, right, with Linux-savvy customers, right, who do have, skills that allow them to manage a switch like a server, right? So traditionally, very large enterprises, specifically the financial banks, fit in that category, and they are very interested in this. The web techs and the high-tech customers that do have a staff that are looking at that, right? And we are also starting to see, the rest of the market, open to discussion now that Dell is behind and stands behind this innovation, because, they know that if things don't work, they always have an option to revert back to a traditional model with Dell's own operating system that will interwork with a Cisco and a traditional network. That's kind of the landscape at this point, a quarter in the launch.
Let's just talk a little bit about open networking and some of the more wilder things. Let's open out the conversation here and say, how does open networking get along with SDN and OpenFlow? So if you're looking at a more longer view over the next 5 years, and we're talking a lot about SDN and how SDN is going to change our lives and change networking and OpenFlow, or whether it'll be OpFlex or OpenFlow or these other protocols that are yet to be born, no doubt there'll be many. So let's start off with JR. Talk a little bit about how open networking looks with your Cumulus operating system for the next few years.
When you look at what people would traditionally call SDN, which I typically kind of split into at least two pieces, one of them would be network virtualization, which is the ability to kind of carve up and segment or create some degree of multi-tenancy in the network, as well as network function virtualization, which is the ability to take a network service and have it be a malleable entity that is deployable at various granularity, scale, and locality. Those two pieces, I think, are fundamental to networking as we transition forward. It helps customers in two dimensions. One of them is that both of those mechanisms ease the ability to automate around the networking piece, and they also allow a distribution of focus by customers when they analyze the business use case around networking, whether it's I want to deploy a new application and therefore my security ops team needs to approve the firewalling or auditing functions as that new business application interacts with other business applications. It gives customers a way to make that type of analysis, feel comfortable with the result of it, and then deploy their business application on top of their infrastructure in a predictable, meaningful way. With that said, what we see going on in the market in general is consistent with what most of the bigger megascales have done around network virtualization, where most of them have ended up in a kind of an overlay centric type solution, but then they use some form of a flow, like an open flow or kind of a packet or flow centric perspective for small pieces of what they deploy. And that's the type of model that we work with.
I mean, is that the way forward, that overlay model, because there's still discussion about that. But it seems like that's just the way to make it happen. Everyone has got an existing infrastructure. And so if you want to do, you know, add SDN functionality, the simplest way is to add an overlay to the infrastructure that you've already got. It's the least disruptive way to begin integrating software-defined networking functionality to your existing network.
It often becomes the most scalable way. When you're doing something that's super fine-tuned and really tightly coupled, then you can see an open flow or a super flow-centric model making a lot of sense. When you're looking at the reality of any scale data center, more often than not, things are a bit more loosely coupled, and that the overlays allow a much looser relationship between all of your devices, and they rely on provisioning time type properties. You know, if you look at your cell phone, when you turn it on, you fire up, you know, some very large number of overlays for your calendar, for your email, for whatever your gaming systems are. All of those fire up little overlay networks, and you don't care whether you're transiting AT&T, Comcast, Google. You don't care who's, you know, internet infrastructure you're transiting to get between your cell phone and that service, because you've created that overlay that encapsulates your relationship.
I think I would add the following, right? Dell has, and I've personally, been involved in several keynotes and external press, right, where we have always given a choice on the three paths to SDN, right? And there's vendor fragmentation, as we all know it. There are three camps on how to get to SDN. There's obviously the overlay camp that JR described. Then there is the open flow or a controller-based camp, right? And then there is the proprietary, or I would say programmable camp, which, again, could be more through REST APIs or, you know, protocols that are proprietary, right? And those all three camps have made progress. But what we are seeing as Dell, and Dell has always been one that says, you know, we will give you a choice of which path you want to choose. In some of the large markets, as we talked about, you know, overlay is gaining traction, right? And overlay could be, you know, an overlay with a VMware stack. It could be a Microsoft stack. It could be an open stack, right? It could be a pure open networking with Dell and Cumulus that, you know, just bypasses everything and goes straight into a switch, right? So all these are sort of different forms of overlays. Or it could be a hybrid implementation, loosely coupled, where you have a little bit of overlay for a couple of multi-tenants, and then you have, you know, an open flow protocol running inside the same switch, and, you know, or same network, I should say, where, you know, it's connecting to either a controller or connected to a traditional network, using, you know, L2, L3 type protocols, you know, BGP, you know, et cetera. And then it could be an all single vendor proprietary implementation also with full automation. So at the end of the day, I think it's the migration path is dependent on the use case and on the vertical. So at a macro level, I would say the large organizations, you know, looking more at overlay, the universities and sort of the smaller organizations, you know, looking at more decoupled controller based, and then some of the, vendors who just don't want to migrate from proprietary and pay the extreme high cost to a single vendor, you know, they may choose to stick with proprietary protocols that, you know, you mentioned.
Yeah. Customers need to choose which works for them best. Some people, I think, you know, as JR talked about, the tightly coupled open flow, direct controlled network channels where you configure everything works well. And for other companies, the overlay is going to work well. The question will be that which percentage of the market is going to go one way or the other. And we don't know yet, I don't think, you know, which way the market's going to go. Today, it looks like overlay networks will be ascendant, which is great. No problems with that. But over the long term, is overlays going to be the long-term success, or is it just a transition? And this is where the value of decoupling the software and the hardware becomes, in the long term, even more value. This idea of open networking, the operating system is independent of the hardware to some extent. It means that you could have open flow and you could potentially choose an operating system which is open flow focused, you know, or you can change to a different one, which is more overlay focused, or you could go, I actually want to have my traditional networking styles. I want my spanning trees or my OSPFs, you know, my L3 ECMP or Trill or whatever it is, and that would be a different operating system. You can have all those choices on the same hardware if you need to.
And the same network, actually. And that's the only, you know, Dell's the only one who has taken a bold move and said, we're the only ones, you know, providing you a choice. Versus, you know, the rest of the vendors, I think, are taking sides on protocols or implementation. And, you know, in our mind, I think what drives networking in the future is workloads and applications. So networking is an enabler, right? It is not the hammer that, you know, needs a nail to sort of, everything looks like a nail to networking, right? If you're really in that space. But for us, it is an enabler for workloads and applications. And if you take that perspective, you know, you will come up with a very different architecture and a different solution and a very disruptive model like open networking.
Well, Arpit, I think you just hit on the you know, a key element here, this discussion, which is there is no one right answer. Because there's no one right answer at all. What we're doing with SDN is driven heavily by the use case, and different solutions have arisen because of that. So there's a number of solutions in the marketplace that have been pit against one another as if it's an either-or solution, when in fact it may be both or neither or some hybrid of the two or three or more different approaches, all depending on what's trying to be achieved. And we see that with a number of vendors who kind of realize there's no one way that this is going to happen. And I don't mean necessarily switching vendors. Think of more the layer 4 through 7 vendors, and they go, we want to integrate with whatever a customer decides is going to be best for their needs. And so they've really gone out of their way to integrate with a number of different SDN approaches.
Right. Now, I don't want to sound, ambiguous and say, oh, we don't know the answer, right? You know, in less than half a day, and this is where Dell's pre-sales and consulting support and Dell with Cumulus, right? We can go in, you know, as we have customer discussions that we have had multiple of those jointly, we can go in less than, you know, half a day, talk to the customer and figure out exactly, you know, what approach suits them the best, and then take them there from where they are today, right? Versus saying OpenFlow is the only way to do, or a VMware stack is the only way to do it, or a Microsoft, or only use OpenStack, or, you know, keep yourself to a proprietary protocol, right? So we do have a point of view, but it is based on what customers need, what workloads and what applications are important, versus the other way around.
Well, I think we're just about towards the end of what we wanted to achieve in this session. Arpit, there's just one question there, which is around the value of open networking going forward. What can customers expect around that?
Well, let me tell you, open networking is really at the beginning of a new era and a new time, you know, and as I said in the beginning, it's cool again, right? And so what customers should expect in the next, you know, 5 years plus, right, now through 5 to 10 years, is more choices of operating systems, more applications, more platforms, and, you know, I would say more competition in this area so that customers can really get the choice of what they want to do for moving their business forward.
And I agree. I think people who've been following us on the show know that we've talked a lot about open networking and open standards and the freedom to make choices that work for you. Sort of, and the thing that I like about these, you know, what Cumulus and Dell have done is they've actually taken the old world, the business model from the old world, and welded it with the new, which is kind of unique in that way. But I think we better end it for the show there. So thanks very much, JR, for joining us on the show today from Cumulus Networks.
Thank you for having me.
We look forward to seeing you more in the future. And Arpit, thank you for joining us on the show today. Tell people where they can find more about Dell Networking.
You can go to our website under networking, or Dell Tech Center website that is accessible directly. Or I would say just do a Google search on Dell Networking and Dell SDN, and you'll find all the external reports.
Okay, well, that's it for this show. Thanks very much for listening to the Packet Pushers, and thanks to Dell for sponsoring this show, and for JR from Cumulus Networks for joining us. We should be back again shortly on this, the Priority Queue feed. Make sure you come back. Just a reminder that the Priority Queue is the feed where we put deeper technical topics or something just slightly left of center. It's not part of the main Packet Pushers feed. And if you're interested in joining us on here, get in touch to see more. I'd like to thank our guests, Arpit Josh Shapiro from Dell and J.R. Rivers from Cumulus Networks. And, of course, Mr. Banks, anything exciting ahead?
Oh, goodness. Open Networking User Group coming up. And looks like I'm also going to be heading out for Cisco Live and perhaps some interop-related travels in the not-too-distant future. So.
Wow, lots to be happening. Mm-hmm. And where can people find you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at ecbanks or at my blog, ethancbanks.com.
And I'm Greg Farrow. You can find me on my blog at etherealmind.com. You can, of course, go to Packet Pushers to find out more about the show, to look at the show notes that accompany it at packetpushers.net. Follow the show on Packet Pushers. And as always, remember that too much networking would never be enough.